have Jack already, don't I? Already? I had Jack already?
Yeah. Okay, we're starting.
10. We're on?
Yeah, we're on.
Welcome to our fourth show.
Fourth show. You won't believe it.
You don't even... I think this is the first time in the history of radio.
Yeah.
Or at least in our show. That we're in a car broadcasting.
Yeah.
You don't believe me?
Listen to this.
That's my radio.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm changing station. You don't believe me? Okay.
Oh, some old lady just looked at us.
Well, she was kind of hot, so. So, Ben, where are we going?
We are going to either McDonald's or Burger King.
Which one do you like better? Or Wendy's?
Or Wendy's.
I'm feeling a little Wendy-ish.
Let's go with Wendy's.
All right. Ben, why don't you tell the listeners what our agenda for today is?
Okay. Well, we're going to Wendy's. We're getting... I hope this is coming out, because look at all this, all these spikes. It's normally not like that.
It's probably here in my car.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So, yeah, we're going to get Wendy's, and we're going to do a radio show as we're driving, and maybe while we're eating. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. I'm in kind of a mess, so...
Okay.
I won't touch your computer.
All right. We are now on Woodside Avenue going towards Grand Avenue. Grand Avenue in Baldwin, if you don't know, is...
The heart of Baldwin.
Yeah.
Have you heard... I don't know if anybody listening to this is local, but we have a, well, let's call it like it is, a nudie bar in town.
Okay, yes.
Called the Gentleman's Quarters.
Yes.
They have radio spots now.
They do.
We should try to get them to be on our... We can have them sponsor us.
That would be kind of cool.
But here's what their, here's what their pitch is, if you will.
Okay.
Right in the heart... Well, no, no, no. Not booms, but the, like, the location.
Yeah.
Right in the heart of Baldwin. Now, again, if you're not local, you don't know what Baldwin... It's not
stupid.
Very, it's not very big.
Yeah.
Not a lot going on.
Wow. Do you know my place of business, my work, is right next door, and I'm going to be a camp counselor. The daycare is right next door to the gentleman's quarters, or whatever right. It's called.
In fact, whatever it's called, you have a table there. in fact, some of the counselors who work there during the day are...
are strippers.
Entertainers.
Okay, dancers.
Dancers.
I think they like to be called dancers.
I think so. At night.
Yeah. That'd be awesome.
It would be.
There was something I wanted to talk about. Oh, yeah.
Not strippers?
Yeah. Well,
wow.
That too, but, No, you know what I was noticing? Is yesterday it was raining out. Do you see those people? One person with that huge umbrella. Do you ever see those people?
Like, there's one person walking down the block.
Yeah.
And they decide, I need the biggest umbrella I can find.
It, like, could fit five people. But it's only one person that's using it.
It's actually like one of those deck umbrellas.
Yeah.
It's carrying
It's got a little crank, too. Yeah.
I hate those. People.
Yeah. What is your biggest pet peeve?
In people?
Anything.
Well, in people, people named Ben with glasses.
Damn it. This show will never work out.
I know. Biggest pet peeve.
Yeah.
Right now, I think it's gotta be, not cell phones in general,
mm-hmm.
but when to use your cell phone.
Mm.
And for what reason.
Okay.
This is a good reason. Oh, my car broke down. I need help.
Yeah.
Good reason. I'm a female motorist, and, like, I'm nervous. I'm going through a bad part of town, like the heart of Baldwin.
Yeah.
I need to call somebody.
Well, I think that's dangerous, though.
The cell...
You're using your cell phone and driving? Is
well,
that what you're talking
you're gonna
about?
You're going to pull over and call.
Oh, okay.
Here's when not to use it.
Yes. Movie theater.
Movie theater.
Yeah.
Not a good time. Especially, this is my favorite. No. No, I'm at the movies. You know, Batman. Yeah, they made a new one. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
How about you, Ben? What's your biggest pet peeve?
Jerks. Just in general.
I never thought of that. You're right.
Yeah.
I also don't like jerks.
I don't like jerks. I think everyone in Rockville Center is a jerk.
Wow.
Yeah,
we just lost the RVC demographic.
Yeah. I don't like people from Rockville Center.
What are you basing this on?
People I met from Rockville Center. I don't like my grandma. My grandma's from Rockville Center.
Oh my god.
No, I love my grandma. No, I mean, just in general, I don't... I guess this is... it's not racist. It's...
Townist?
Townist, I guess.
You're a townist.
Yeah. They piss me off. Same thing with him. That guy. And he's from Baldwin.
We just drove... We're on Grand Avenue now.
Yes, the heart of Baldwin.
The heart of Baldwin. And we just went jerk. So Ben pointed around. So he didn't like him. You know my pet peeve is?
Yeah.
Baldwin has... Okay, again, I don't know if CVS is local or not, or national. But Baldwin itself...
Like five
has
them?
Not one, not two, not three, but has four CVSs.
Four.
A Walgreens.
And they're building a new one.
And they're building another CVS.
Wow. And it's right next door to a CVS, too.
Right. In case you missed it on
the way. I hope they're moving just that CVS just to a new store, because we really don't need two CVSs.
Right next to each other?
Right next to each
other. Like Starbucks?
Yeah. That's crazy.
Ooh, another pet peeve.
Yeah.
When a grown man walks into Starbucks,
uh-huh,
and his order goes something like this: take a grande Thai chai latte. And that's not even English, sir. You can't have any of those things because they're not words, and you're making it up.
Yeah. I don't like coffee in general, but I did have a coffee the other night.
So you're a big fat hypocrite, is what you are.
Yeah, I am.
Here's the Walgreens. We just passed it.
Yep, look at it. Now, when I worked at Mr. Cookie, which is right next door to the Walgreens, my boss told me, as soon as that Walgreens opens, we're going to get so much more business. No, you didn't. Maybe you detracted some business because people decided, maybe Walgreens has cookies and Mr. Cookie doesn't have cookies.
Let's see. I need soap, shampoo, need to pick up a prescription. Wait a minute. I'm going to get a pound of cookies while I'm over here. It's so convenient. I'm glad you left that job.
Yeah. I passed by it the other day, and Jeannie, our mutual friend Jeannie,
yes,
works there.
We love Jeannie.
I honked the horn, and she goes, "When are you coming back to work?" I go, "Never!"
And sorry to change subject so drastically, but here we are, right in front of the gentlemen's quarters.
Look at that. Oh my god, there's a stripper.
Strippers!
Honk the horn.
I can't. Did you see the commercial for the horn honking device?
No.
It's from the good people at Mini Cooper.
Yeah.
It's it goes like a bicycle horn. Because it goes, "Has this ever happened to you?" And the guy honks his horn to say hi, but it sounds like an angry honk, so there's an accident. And then this other guy comes over and beats the crap out of him.
Oh, awesome.
Love beatings.
Now we are about to pass over Sunrise Highway.
Here we go. Hold on.
Oh! Wow.
We are over Sunrise Highway.
Wow.
There's the post office. One of them. We have a couple of those, too.
Yeah. We also have a lot of lawyers.
Yes.
We have a lot of doctors. A lot of banks. Rockville Center has banks on every single corner.
Because they're jerks.
Jerks. They need their banks.
What do you want, Ben? We're going drive through.
I get a salad. No, I don't want a salad.
You getting me crispy chicken nuggets, Coke, and fries.
I'll get that spicy chicken thing.
Spicy chicken thing?
This better be spicy this time. Last time
the meal?
I'll get the meal. Why not?
All right, we're entering Wendy's.
We are entering the drive-thru.
If you're 8'6" tall, get out. All right, so this may be a little dead air for you, but I think it's going to be a radio first.
Yeah. Probably is.
So I can't really talk you through this because then the people will get confused.
Yeah.
Right?
So what is it? The number six,
Number six?
For me. Here's $10, yo.
Thanks.
Do you like in Wayne's World, yo?
No. How you doing? Can I have a number six, please? Coke. Coke, please.
What
size, Ben?
Medium.
Medium. And also, crispy chicken nuggets, a medium french fries, and a medium Coke. Thank you. You're on the air.
Yeah, we gotta do that.
That's right, I had to say that, otherwise it's not legal anymore.
Yeah.
Here.
Oh.
Doo-doo!
Mine is more than $5, Joe.
Ten? I just paid. Thanks for the dollar. I'm so broke, I'm gonna keep it.
Wow, is it? Dr. Pepper, that's weird. Dietary
oh. Vanilla.
Soda.
Soda. Alright, we just got our soda.
Soda's first. And it came in this little egg crate thing.
I don't think people realize how funny this segment just was. This is their new segment, ordering lunch on the radio.
Sure.
I wish we had a more colorful person, like the guy at McDonald's. He goes, "Ah, welcome to McDonald's, the home of the Big Mac. How can I help you?"
It's like Baldwin, the home of gentlemen's quarters.
That's what it's like. Yes, we have a McDonald's and the gentlemen's quarters. That's what our brochure says. Come see our many CVS's.
Yeah. I want to move to New York City.
I'd love to live in New York City, but I don't think I can afford that.
Yeah, I can't either. When I'm famous.
Are we going to be famous?
I'm going to be famous. I don't know about you.
I was hoping because of this show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll be famous because of this show.
We're still at the drive-thru.
Yeah.
It's 11:32.
Yep.
Alright. Everybody else in the world that we're talking to can't see this, but there's a car in front of us that has a Nintendo sticker on it.
Are you serious?
Wait. Yeah, I'm serious.
Look, oh, wow. We got to park next to that one.
We can't. Actually, we're going to have to leave this parking lot.
Why?
Because you can only make a right out of here. You're not allowed to go left.
Why? There's no signs.
Alright.
Yeah, there is an arrow. Where?
Because traffic's not... It's not the flow of traffic, then. You're trying to get us killed.
Fuck it, man. I do it all the time. You could definitely make a left out of there.
They're, killing the cows right now to make our... their burgers.
Wait, well, none of us are getting burgers.
Oh.
Hmm. Are you getting a burger?
No, I'm getting chicken.
I'm getting chicken, too.
Hmm.
Weird. Go to KFC. No, don't go to KFC. Saw some horrible videos about KFC and what they do to their chickens. They de-beak them. Take their beaks off.
It's because they killed the colonel first.
Mm. I think the colonel did it.
Okay, what was he a colonel of? Chicken?
Yeah.
He's the colonel. Like an army of chickens?
He's the colonel of the chickens. He, like, has legions. Chickens.
Minions, if you will?
Minions. We really gotta go next to that car, man. He's got a Nintendo sticker.
It might be a girl.
Wow. My future wife. I bet you it's some fat dude.
Future wife? Some fat dude?
No. No.
That's so weird.
I bet you it's a fat dude that's in that car. And there's no one in that car.
Alright, Wendy's is really bothering me. Normally I don't care, but because we're on the radio, I'd like things to, you know, move a little.
Why don't you go complain?
I'm gonna. Excuse me.
I'm torn. Yeah, alright. There was something else I wanted to talk about. I forget.
I think it was Salchicha.
Oh. These ribbons on these cars.
We haven't talked about that yet.
No, we haven't.
Alright, why don't we wait till we park? So this is going to be a long segment, I think.
Alright. Should I pause this? Or we can just edit it out.
Okay. Start editing now, Ben. Alright, so when you edit this... Thank you.
Got our food.
Okay, we're back on.
Okay, so make a left.
Alright, I'll do something illegal for Ben.
Just, you know, be careful.
Oh, here come the cops!
Ah! Yeah, why would they have... Yeah.
We're now parking next to...
Oh, it's definitely a chick. Look at all the Pokemon stuff.
And it's got Nintendo on both sides. And an N64!
Oh my god, I'm marrying this woman.
And she's got the fuzzy dice. With and a Mario on top of the car.
Oh my god.
Alright, ladies and gentlemen of the jury, we just found the coolest car in the world. Wow. Let's roll down that window and get to Mayor Ben.
Okay.
I hope they gave us straws.
They did.
Alright, so here we are in the parking lot of Wendy's, right in the heart of Baldwin. I think we both got Cokes, so it doesn't matter.
Okay.
It gets wet here. I'm gonna turn my car off.
I'm gonna put this in the back.
We're looking at Sunrise Highway, the beautiful traffic of gigantic cars and
trucks.
And Hummers. So, Ben, I think you wanted to bring up ribbons in the back of the car.
Yeah, yeah. Everyone, unless you've been living in a hole.
That's not nice, because some people may live in a hole.
Really?
Yeah. How would you feel if people are...
Yoda kind of lives in a hole. Slimy mud hole.
Slimy mud hole.
Yeah.
Oh my god, these fries are hot.
Can I put this in here?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Awesome. Okay. Okay, so if you've been living in a hole, you probably don't know about this. So I'll explain it to all you hole people.
All right, so everybody's a hole person?
There are these yellow... You okay? Joe left.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So there are these ribbons on cars and stuff. And they're yellow. And they say... We support the troops?
We support our troops.
We support our troops, not the other ones.
Right. So. Nobody else's children will have to die.
No.
I mean, they can die.
Okay. Number one, it's not helping. The ribbons?
They're not. Because they don't block bullets.
No. They do not.
I didn't get no barbecue sauce. Sorry.
And, people are, like, putting, like, at least a million on their car, on one car.
Because they have big cars now.
Yeah.
That guzzle up gas, which is why we had to go to war in the first place.
Yep.
Yeah, I also don't like these ribbons. Here's why. Number one, not that I'm a big advocate of things that are made in the United States. I believe in a global market.
Me too.
That's for my classy listeners. You understand that? Number one, they're made in China. Mm-hmm. It costs about 3 cents to make, and you're paying $3.50 to buy them. Number two, I agree with Ben. They're not helping.
Oh.
You're really not supporting your troops.
And you know the biggest hypocrites? Are the ones with the SUVs, with the stickers,
what?
And the other stickers that say, don't mess with the U.S., we're the best, or... Right. Oh, the one I saw yesterday, Uncle Sam's sticker. And it said, we're coming to kick your ass and take your gas.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now that is diplomacy at its best.
Yeah.
We're coming to kick your ass and take your gas. Mm. That's like saying to a little kid, you have what I want, so I'm going to come punch you in the face and just take it.
Yep. Really I love
nice.
America.
Really nice America. Well, you can't blame all of America for that. That's an idiot.
Yeah.
He probably lives in Rockville Center.
He's a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're going over our allotted time.
Shit. Alright, so you know what we're gonna do?
What?
That's a show. But we're gonna we're gonna have another broadcast.
Mm-hmm.
Right now. Oop. For our next show.
Okay.
So thanks for listening to number 4.
Yeah.
Live on location. I'd like to thank Wendy's, Gentlemen's Quarters, and Ben for this opportunity.
Grand Avenue.
The heart of Baldwin.
Yeah. I'd like to thank Joe. The Doritos truck that is in front of us.
Yep.
And...
America.
This awesome car that's next to us.
Hopefully by next episode we'll be interviewing the person who owns this car.
Yeah. Because it's amazing.
Because they're even hardcore enough to have an N64 logo on there. That's awesome.
It's genius. That looks like almost like homemade N64 logo.
If it is, we're getting some
yeah.
from him or her.
Yeah.
All right, so catch you on the flip side.
Yes.